Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the most recent Pella School Board meeting. Well, Greg, at the most recent Pella School Board meeting, a special meeting was scheduled right before spring break to really kind of hash out what the salaries look like for the coming year for all district staff and administrators. And those numbers came in pretty good after the state supplemental aid increase and after some teacher negotiations. What are some of the key numbers when it comes to teacher salaries, administrator salaries, and support staff?
So, yeah, this is the time of year where we, of course, do some of those contract changes, get those ready so that they can be sent out to people really after spring break. And so we ended up settling with the teachers at a total package of $2.75. That was like $350 on the base and then $1,000 on their career increment step. So many of the teachers are seeing between a $1,500 and a $1,900 raise this year. And then with the administrators and the supervisors, they were given a 2.1% increase. And then with the total support staff, it varied a little bit, but theirs was really pretty much around the 2.75 as well. So in the end, we felt like those were solid numbers. We were fortunate that our health insurance did not go up this year, which was a good thing because then instead of putting money towards the health insurance, you can put the money on the salary. So that's a good thing. We always know that this time of year, it's important to get this done early so we can get contracts out in people's hands and get them signed, sealed for next year. We have a very good district and we have a lot of positive things happening, and certainly our staff is the key player in that. And so rewarding them through what we consider what we can afford is important, and certainly that's where we're at. So the 2.75 is kind of around what we were planning for, what we thought we wanted to be at, and that's where we ended up settling.
Well, and for people who aren't familiar, it's a little bit different in the Pella School District because there's not a teachers union that's formed here. But at the same time, you still need to be competitive with districts that are. Talk about, you know, maintaining that balance of making sure teachers are – the money's attractive, especially when you're recruiting teachers, and that the increases are attractive. But also, you know, that unique dynamic where you don't necessarily have a true teachers union.
Right. So we did look at a lot of comparability stuff. And of course, our salary schedule, we compared to some of our likes. Size schools, so schools in our athletic conference, schools that are kind of in our similar enrollment across the state, and then saw how we compare, and we're very middle of the road in terms of where our salary is, and so we would like to see that move up over time. We did a little bit of work with that this year already, trying to say, okay, let's have, instead of using the very bottom of our salary schedule, start teachers at a little bit higher spot on our salary schedule. So we're going to look at doing that as one solution to where we're currently ranked. But in the end, what we're trying to just be is competitive with our neighbors and with our like-sized schools. We know that schools around Des Moines are probably always going to be able to pay more. They're just bigger schools. They have larger budgets, and obviously there kind of becomes an economy of scale with those schools. But we still want to be competitive, and we want to feel like we can attract and retain good teachers here.
Well, and I'm guessing a key part of that is enrollment, which, of course, you're funded on a per pupil basis, and then continued increases from the state need to be at that sustainable 2-3% level. And that, of course, happened this year, but in your mind, that needs to continue moving forward. Hopefully enrollment growth, which you can't control as much, but definitely the state supplemental aid piece.
It really is. This year, our state supplemental aid, what was 2.06, which puts some new money into the district, that's for sure, which is a good thing. But we, over time, need to see those kinds of numbers, that 2% number, to kind of be sustainable and really give people a cost of living increase and those types of things every year.
And now we're just about approaching spring break, which is kind of the big reset point in the year. Obviously, a crazy winter, and hopefully when we all come back, nicer weather. But what is that transition time, or what is this transition time like for the district, and what are the things that you're preparing for now that we're getting into that home stretch, so to speak?
Well, we're, of course, we're wanting to finish our hiring for next year. We had some retirements this year. We had several positions to hire. And so those are progressing, moving forward. We have several of those to do, get contracts out to new people, get contracts out to our current staff, plan for what the school year is going to look like next year, and just all those little things that are going to happen. And so just kind of a focus on goal setting, a focus on just our direction for the next school year. And that's always important to do in the spring, so we're really ready to go in the fall with that new year.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.